Urban sprawl not only causes traffic, pollution, and the loss of green space, but is also increasing run-ins with wildlife, including bears. As suburbs encroach into areas populated by bears, more and more people are coming across them on their property or even finding them in their houses. The encounters are not only dangerous for people, but for the bears as well. From member station WABE, NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
To see how serious the bear dilemma is becoming, take the example of Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Less than an hour's drive from New York, this wooded town in the northwestern part of the state is growing rapidly as people come in search of affordable homes with front yards and two-car garages. Nancy Diamandis moved to the area with her husband and two young children 8 years ago, and since her arrival, new subdivisions have sprung up all around her. Then one afternoon, she met a different kind of neighbor.
So we're out in the yard and we're playing and I'm tossing the ball back and forth to my dog. And probably about a 400-pound bear decided that it was going to enter my yard, not more than about 10 or 15 feet from my children. And the dog did what it was supposed to do. And it actually cornered the bear to give us enough time to get away. So the bear and my dog were standing there in the yard at each other, and I was screaming, hollering, banging pots, banging pans, and this bear did not move.
Eventually, the bear did go away, but it and others have come back. Diamandis says in good weather, she sees a bear about once a week.
I know someone who had their black lab that was bitten. Well, the dog was on its own lead in its own backyard. We've had people who've had cars broken into, home entries. We've had bears break into people's houses and empty out the refrigerators and carry the loot out to their cubs in the yard.
These human-bear conflicts are happening more than ever. 5 years ago, New Jersey had 285 complaints of bear sightings. Last year, there were 1,600. Many other states don't keep records, but officials from New Mexico to Montana to Georgia agree that run-ins with black bears, and in some places grizzlies, are sharply on the rise. Last year, a bear traipsed through three suburbs south of Atlanta and ended up in the emergency lane of an interstate highway. But according to Greg Balcom, a state wildlife biologist in Georgia, the problem isn't that bears are suddenly invading people's space.
It's just the opposite. More and more people are getting where bears normally would be. New subdivisions building back into areas that are normally rural and forested, new roads being cut into places, those kind of things.
Balcom says even as suburbia reaches closer and closer to wildlife preservations, humans and bears can peacefully coexist. By nature, bears are shy of humans and will keep their distance. Sterling Miller, senior wildlife biologist with the National Wildlife Federation, says the problem is that some people train bears to take food from them.
First few times that a bear shows up on their back porch, the people say, isn't that neat? So they feed the bruin some dog food, or they throw him some cookies or a sandwich or some luncheon meat. And pretty soon the bear, being a very clever animal, realizes that it has to show up and it will get fed like that. Or it'll find food that's left around inappropriately stored. So after a few times of this, the charm wears off for the people that are feeding it. And they end up calling wildlife agencies and saying, save me from these bears.
Nancy Diamandis never fed any bears, but her neighbor did. And wildlife biologist Miller says once a bear receives food from one person, it loses its fear of people in general. Then it can become aggressive and dangerous. It's still almost unheard of for bears to kill people in the suburbs, but they may take what they see, attack pets, and threaten those who get in their way. Miller says these bears often have to be captured and killed.
Basically, the saying that most wildlife agencies have is a fed bear is a dead bear. So people who feed bears are essentially signing a death warrant to it.
For example, earlier this year, three bears were killed in Colorado in a 10-day period. Meanwhile, some people living in the suburbs feel they're losing the tranquility that attracted them to the area in the first place. Nancy Diamandis.
I have just about had enough of it now. I'm tired. I wear a whistle around my neck all the time. My children are afraid to play in the yard. We never know when they're going to come. My dog has to be locked up. Something needs to be done about this because somebody's going to get hurt.
Things are being done. Some states have considered reinstituting annual bear hunts despite intense opposition from animal rights groups. And organizations like the National Wildlife Federation are launching campaigns to protect humans and bears by educating people on what to do. They say don't leave food out, keep garbage in the closed garage, build a fence if necessary. Still, officials say it's almost inevitable that someone will toss a snack to a visiting bear and kick off a process that spells danger for everyone. Joshua Leves, NPR News.